Welcome to the Inspirational Mindset Podcast. Here we will exemplify the power of a positive mindset towards a successful life. We publish every Monday and the podcast will last 10 to 20 minutes. Our mission is to inspire and wake up our audience to become the best version of themselves. My name is Irini and today's topic is the power of autosuggestion. I wanted to provide one more episode on what I mentioned on the previous one, on the importance of self-love. If you haven't listened to that one, I would highly recommend to go and do so, since this is a follow-up based on the previous context. I wanted to dive in into the suggestion and basically affirmations. I gave you a challenge last week to look yourself every morning in the mirror and say things that will motivate you and improve your mindset and lifestyle. I felt that I needed to provide more information on how to actually succeed and master this principle. Autosuggestion or affirmation is basically self-suggestion. The principle of autosuggestion voluntarily reaches and triggers your subconscious mind and therefore influences it with any thoughts that you want to transmit. Just remember, there is no thought, whether that is negative or positive, that can enter your subconscious mind without the aid of the principle of autosuggestion. Therefore, autosuggestion is the repetition of certain phrases or sentences that will allow you to enter the subconscious, let's say, bubble of goals, and most importantly, the bubble of achievements. That's all you have to remember as far as what is autosuggestion. However, let's get into actions. I will first say what I've done so far, and you can always add your own things and your own ultimate goals. I firstly wrote down all the autosuggestion that I wanted to say to myself. Because if you're not consistent, that will also be another future topic. So if you're not consistent with your affirmations and you don't say the same things that you want to achieve day in and day out, then there will be no difference in your mindset. Therefore, I wrote down what my goals were, what mindset I wanted to build, and I gave myself 5 minutes every single morning to repeat those phrases and sentences as many times as I could. For example, my goals for this month is to get at first, on my last essay before I graduate, I wanted to have a specific amount of money up until a specific date. Let's say I want to have £2,000, this is an example, up until the 13th of May. I also wanted to receive a high grade on a Chinese proficiency exam that I'll be taking in June. And lastly, I wanted to commit on being an influential podcaster. So I've written down those four things on a paper and I repeat them again and again. From my experience the past 2 months is that because I have them so strongly inside my mind and my mind, I end up always taking actions for those four things. I'll give you an example. The past 1 month, I have doubled my working hours because of course I want to reach a specific paycheck at the end of the month. And without realizing it, I have said yes to way more shifts than I was doing before, which has actually allowed me not only to reach a specific amount of money, but to actually earn way more than that. Let's say another for like maybe the podcasting aspect. I've also ended up finding a lot of content for the podcast out of small things in my everyday life. Things that I wouldn't have connected them with the podcast before because I wouldn't have paid the right attention to them. Let's say like small aspects in a book that probably before wouldn't have made much sense, but now is such an important topic that I really want to share that with you guys. So what I'm trying to say is that if you program, that might not be the best word, but if you program your mindset to think involuntarily of the goals that you want, then the entire universe will help you achieve those goals. And now I also want to connect this episode with the previous one. If you keep saying negative things to yourself, then your subconscious mind will just be filled with those negative thoughts. However, if you keep feeding your subconscious mind with positive thoughts and ultimately with the goals that you want to reach, then your subconscious mind will focus only on those important aspects of your life. I also want to add, as I did in the last episode, one or maybe let's say the most important thing of autosuggestion, which is the mix of emotions and feelings. When reading out loud the statement of your desired outcome, there will be no outcome at all unless you mix emotion with your words. Your subconscious mind will recognize and react only upon thoughts that have been well mixed with emotions or feelings. Most of the people who do not understand the importance of this key part of affirmations, they get no desired rewards whatsoever. Plain unemotional words will not influence your subconscious mind. That's a fact. You always need to have this sentence in mind. Plain unemotional words will not influence your subconscious mind. That is why I've also added a couple of things to my list that I repeat every day before my four goals. I have also added sentences such as, affirmations really work. I want everything I do to turn into success. All my relations are harmonious. I radiate positive energy. I'm living my full potential. I am special and unique. I'm happy, healthy, and wealthy. I'm creative and open to new solutions. My positive thoughts create positive things. Everything is possible. I begin by always expecting good things to happen. I'm enough. I do enough. I have enough. I want to become the person I need to be to create the success, freedom, and quality of life that I truly want. You might laugh, and you might still feel unwell pronouncing such sentences to yourself, but you need to give it a chance. You might firstly not realize how important might this be for your personality, but if you set your mindset right, if you set your mindset towards a positive pathway, then that's the only way that you want to follow. Those sentences have allowed me to begin mastering the principle of autosuggestion, just because it is an even more positive ground for my goals to flourish. When I was a kid, I always remember my dad talking to himself in front of the mirror. Back then, I was laughing because I was so silly to think that he was just a complete weirdo. A weirdo that I obviously love, but still a weirdo. Now, I realize how silly I was. If I take my father as an example, obviously it was not just autosuggestion that made him the person he is today, but probably was an important boost to his attracting personality, especially when it came to his job and sales. In a time of crisis, if you don't know anything about the crisis that hit a lot of places around the world, but it was such a huge change and downfall for the economy of Greece that drove a substantial amount of people into suicide. It was that intense. So, in a period of time that literally no one had money, my father kept his head high and provided everything that my family needed. He kept his sales and he even made more. Which it might sound weird, but of course it was not the same, but he was never stagnant. He was always going forward. He was always making more and more clients. One more thing that he was always making more was his affirmations. His affirmations were always, let's say, under construction to meet his goals. He was never keeping the same affirmations just because he probably reached his goals. So in case for him to make new ones, he would always need to adapt his affirmations as well. I provided the example of my father just because it's something that he is doing more than 20 years now, in case you think that my 2 months experience is not enough evidence for you. Just let me remind you again one last time. First, your affirmations should be adapted to your goals. Second, you should always mix your words with feelings, whether that is smiling or making a fist or anything that comes to your mind that will enable you to provide a more effective reaction to your subconscious mind. Just remember, you cannot control your subconscious mind, but you can always, and when I say I mean always, control the thoughts that will trigger your mindset. My last note will be, work hard, spend smart, work out, don't compare, and be happy. Feel free to also follow me on social media. My Instagram account is inspirationalmindsetlotus. I appreciate you and I hope that you have a wonderful day and an amazing week.